I am calling this 1,401st meeting of the Board of Directors to order. I would ask for a motion for the approval of the agenda.
So.
Motion made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I would ask for approval of the minutes of October the 23rd. Motion made, seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We have public comment. We have two individuals who have signed up for public comment. I would remind them that there is a limit of 2 minutes for the presentation after the 20 seconds before the 2 minutes expires, there'll be a yellow light and a warning, and after the 2 minutes, there is a continuous reminder of the expiration of the time. The first individual who has signed up is Sarah Green.
Which, by the way, will be the key document that you use to make a decision about selling land to a private developer. So here's how I can get this. I can pay Capital Reporting, your vendor, $705. $705 for this transcript. Or I can go to your office, and I can sit there, and I can look at the document, but I can't take it out. So if I want to check out, whatever, I can't take it out. It's not online, can't take it out. The document that I get from Capital Reporting is complete. It'll have the names, addresses, it'll have whatever was said in the hearing. The document that I see in your office will be redacted. And I was told the reason for this is because they want to keep this personal. People who don't know it, testify that personal information is public, and they want to protect people who have personal information in the redacted property. But again, it's not really confidential. It's your vendor. You're letting your vendor make it available to people for a price. So confidential information is not confidential that we can buy. The other issue is that if you have this redacted copy, which I do not object to getting, if you have the redacted copy available in the office for people to see, I don't understand why you wouldn't put it online. Or what are you accomplishing? What public interest policy are you adopting by prohibiting me from taking it out of the office? I don't understand the value of that decision. It makes no sense to me. So you have a letter to this effect. I'm formally requesting this document, and I'm formally requesting that you change the policy, which is a very, very important. Thank you very much.
Next, we have Barbara Millville.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First off, I wanted to thank you very much for the recognition at the award ceremony yesterday. It's been my pleasure to work with the whole of Metro. And as you may recall, I'm the president of the National Capital Citizens with Low Vision. And we came, about 8 or 9 of us, came about 2 years to this same forum. And we asked for your help with lighting in the rail stations. And I'm here to give a little update on that. And first of all, we would like to commend Metro for the great work with the lighting maintenance in terms of the light bulbs. You've seen great improvement in that area, and that has helped our folks with low vision navigate through the rail stations a lot more effectively. And also, we would like to thank you for the fantastic work that's been done in the mezzanines at the indoor rail stations. Now, I know we're not done yet, but this really, it may be seeming like a small change, but for people with partial sight, this really makes it very much easier to travel through the stations. So again, thank you so much, and keep up the good work. I know we got a little bit of ways to go on that phase, but I did want to say that. However, since most travelers do not end their journey at the mezzanines, they have to navigate down to the platform, or up the platform as the case may be. And might I suggest that the next phase focus on the platform level lighting. And just so we're kind of all on the same page with that, what we consider platform lighting would be the wall lighting, pylon lighting, as well as the track bed lighting. So we have seen very, very good work that you started in the design area at Judiciary Square, and we recommend that you continue that. It can be implemented very fast and easy. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I wonder if, in reference to the first commenter's comments, I would like to ask if we could consider putting that transcript material online. I was on the website looking for something else the other day. There's a great deal of very helpful information up there, and this might be another thing. Since most information arrives in electronic form anyway, I don't know that it would be additional cost or effort to do that. I wonder if I should just ask if that could be considered.
I think it would be appropriate to ask the governance committee, if the chairman of the governance committee has no objection to it, to have the governance committee take a look at the issue, work with the council, and make a recommendation to the board on whether or not there should be modifications to the public meeting docket that are developed and the issue of control by the transcription company, et cetera, and other means of like posting online. Okay. Thank you, Kathy, for the suggestion. Next is the report by the Accessibility Advisory Committee, Mr. Sheehan.
Everybody wanted the same thing. Not just for people with disabilities, but anything that's done for people with disabilities makes it better for everybody. We talk about disabilities as universal, and we all should be universal. Everybody has to work together. What we're going to continue doing is budget time. And what we're going to work with is the continuation of the capital budget and the operational budget to have everything maintained and move forward. But also, speaking to Mr. Downs last night, our local representatives, because we are jurisdictional representatives on this committee, are going to work with our jurisdictions to see if they can kick in and help to do the paratransit, get the bus stop, get, and all of the other things that we're asking for. And it is one huge area. The momentum system looks at that. Everybody's signed on to that, and we're going to continue reminding them of it like we remind you guys of it all the time. So thank you for everything you have done for the community and for me, and let me wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
And you too, Phil. I would be remiss in not recognizing that you were wearing a new medal last evening.
Yes, I was a little shy about that, but a lot of my advocacy work, this is advisory work, and until that's in the committee. My advocacy work, which is really where I am a pain in the butt, is with the National MS Society. And last week I was inducted into the MS Society Advocacy Hall of Fame, which was, you know, really an honor. So again, Christian Kent, and you guys should all appreciate the fact that I don't advocate, I just advise. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to thank Mr. Posner, and I would have to say I contradict him. He does an awful lot of work, but I think we always refer to his work as not is an awful lot of work because he has so many people that he is capable of influencing and bringing to the table, and it takes a pretty special attitude and character to do that. And so I want to particularly thank you for the work that you do, and you do your jurisdictional work as well as your MS work quite well. And we here at WMATA are most grateful, but I think the larger community is very fortunate to have you contribute so much time and energy. Thank you very much. We really appreciate it.
Hard to do.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Downing.
Yes, and we really do appreciate the advice that we get from the advisory committee. We want to react to it and make changes where appropriate. The issue that's raised in their monthly report about access time at the train doors and the issue of getting people on board mobility devices, I think perhaps the customer service committee might want to take a look at that at some future meeting.
I agree.
Because I've seen it, and it is not a pretty picture.
Well, I think part of it is that we're operating fully in manual, and it depends on the train operator's judgment, which makes it a training problem to be addressed. So we might do that at customer service. next, we have the report by the Writers Advisory Council, Ms. Walker.
Good morning.
Morning.
I looked at our report, and especially in comparison with the AAC report, it's a little thin. But that's because people are busy working to deliver the things we promised by the end of the year. And I must admit, I have a selfish reason for warning that because I read my last month as the chair of the Writers Advisory Council, and as a matter of fact, a member of the Writers Advisory Council. Big topic of conversation at our November 5th meeting was the then impending Metro service plan for November 11th. I'm sure we'll hear about that later on, and you'll get our formal report and recommendations soon. We were really appreciative of Rob Proof, who came with his staff to give a very full presentation on plans for the shutdowns as part of the Metro rail line in order to accommodate major repairs to prevent leaking and to put beginning infrastructure in place for the purpose. After the election in Maryland, that may not be necessary. Okay. Then I think this was a good example of two things. First of all, giving complete information, but getting information out at least to a group that is interested in riders' convenience interest well in advance of starting. That we're very, very grateful. And as I said, the other issues are that we are all busy working on some deliverables, particularly orientation. There are seven people who are not asking for, did not apply, who are eligible, did not apply for the point. We think one of the reasons for maybe the lack of, and some of it's deliberate, because the need to turn, the need to new blood, of course, is a lack of an ongoing orientation program that working on to have that two new members as well as the old back by January.
Thank you. Next, we have the chair's report. I'm pleased to preface my remarks about Mayor-elect Bowser and a recommendation for a resolution from the board. Ms. Bowser has recently resigned from the WMATA board so that she could pay full attention to her transition to mayor. It's been my pleasure serving with Ms. Bowser since she joined the board as a voting member from the District of Columbia in July of 2011. While on the board, her accomplishments included the updating of the joint development policies and advancing projects, championing momentum, and working to ensure the safety and security of our riders. On behalf of the Metro Board of Directors, we wish Mayor-elect Bowser continued success in her new role leading the District of Columbia. It's also comforting to know that as the new mayor, she will continue to be one of our strongest allies and strongest supporters. Therefore, I move to approve the following board commendation for Mayor-elect Muriel Bowser's service to the WMATA Board of Directors. Whereas Muriel Bowser has announced her resignation from the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority's Board of Directors after 3.5 years of service in order to concentrate on her transition to being the District of Columbia's next mayor. Whereas Muriel Bowser has faithfully represented the District of Columbia on the WMATA Board of Directors during her time on the board. And whereas Muriel Bowser served as chair of the board's Planning, Program Development, and Real Estate Committee from 2012 to 2014, during which time the board approved revisions to its joint development policies, including the addition of an affordable housing policy. Whereas during Muriel Bowser's tenure as chair of the Planning, Program Development, Real Estate Committee, that committee promoted and advanced significant joint development projects at metro stations around the District of Columbia and the region. Whereas Muriel Bowser is a champion of Metro's Momentum Strategic Plan, whereas Metro has continued to make progress in ensuring both the safety and security of its riders with 24 of 29 national transportation safety recommendations closed and the Metro crime rate at a 5-year low, and whereas Muriel Bowser has been a staunch advocate to improve security for Metro bus riders and bus operators, now therefore be it resolved that the WMATA Board of Directors offers its sincere gratitude to Muriel Bowser for her service and leadership as a member of the WMATA Board of Directors, and be it further resolved that the WMATA Board of Directors commends Muriel Bowser for her dedication to providing the best service for WMATA customers and promoting policies that will continue the District of Columbia's development as a world-class city. Any discussion of the resolution? Hearing done, I would ask for a aye vote to approve the resolution commending Muriel Bowser's service.
Aye.
Aye. As opposed? Thank you. and I look forward to her active support for our initiatives. Now I have the distinct pleasure of welcoming a new board member, Harriet Trigone, to the Metro Board of Directors as the new principal director representing the federal government. I've worked with Harriet for a number of years, longer probably than I want to remember, and I'm looking forward to having her leadership and planning expertise on the board. For those of you who do not know Ms. Trigone, she is currently the director of HUD's Office of Economic Resilience, where her office helps cities, counties, and towns across the country build a strong foundation for a diverse and prosperous economy based on enhancing community quality of place, economic opportunity, fiscal stability, transportation choice, and affordability. Prior to this, she was the director of the Governor's Institute on Community Design and co-founder with former Maryland Governor Paris Glendinning and executive director of the Smart Growth Leadership Institute. She also served as the district's planning director from 2007 to 2014 and as also not mentioned here, but director of planning for the state of Maryland. Cross-jurisdiction background. It's my pleasure to work with Harriet again, and therefore I would ask that Harriet step over, and I will administer the oath of office. If you would please.
I, Harriet Trigone,
do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
As Director of the Board of the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority. And will faithfully discharge the duties of the office about which I am about to enter.
I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which I am about
to enter. As a result of Harriet's appointment to the board and Ms. Bowser's resignation, board action is required to adjust committee membership until a new slate of committee leadership and members is approved for 2015. Board procedures state that committee membership is proposed by the board chair and voted on at the annual board organizational meeting. Thereafter, committee membership may be adjusted through board action. A list of committee chairs, vice chairs, and membership along with a tentative schedule of meetings is provided in attachment one to the board procedures. New proposed committee assignments are Ms. Trigone will replace Mr. Acosta as a member of the Planning, Program and Development and Real Estate Committee and become chair of the committee. To fill vacancies left by the mayor-elect, I have appointed Matt Brown to the Planning, Program Development and Real Estate Committee and Tom Bolger to the Governance Committee. I now move approval of the revised committee assignments, which will remain in effect until a new slate of leaders and members is approved for 2015. Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? I would like now to take the opportunity to honor some very special Metro employees through the new salute to service portion of our board meeting. To recognize our dedicated and committed employees, Metro has launched a Years of Service Recognition Program. Today, the board and Metro leadership are recognizing employees who have been with the authority for 40 years. This month, two are here with us today, and unfortunately, one of the employees, Minnie Gamble Hill, could not join us today. Before we get to our formal presentations, I'd like to say a few words about these employees. Frank Smith and O.J. Thorne have been with Metro since 1974. Mr. Smith, I'd like to ask you to stand. And Mr. Smith started his career at Metro as a bus operator and proudly served our bus customers until 2006. He then took on a new role as station manager and has been serving our Largo Station customers since then. Mr. Thorne began his career at Metro as a station manager of Shady Grove and has been serving those customers that are end-of-line station there since 1974. The Metro Board is grateful for your 40 years of outstanding, exemplary service to our customers. Your dedication to Metro and the region is commendable. I would now ask you to join me along with the general manager in the center of the room for a presentation and photograph. I was thinking when I saw this that I thought it was a long time ago when I was on the board the first time, which is like 35 years ago. I can't imagine 40 years of service here and the advantage that comes from having a station manager who has been on the job for 40 years in the same station. He knows everybody who must be getting on, who gets on at that station. That concludes my remarks, and next is the General Manager Monthly Report.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. Thank you, Mr. Downs, for the presentation of our first Salute to Service honorees. Metro's New Years of Service program is a direct result of the input we received during our 2012 employee engagement survey. Many of our employees have dedicated significant portions of their career to Metro, so we want to honor these employees throughout the authority. Employees receive recognitions at every five-year milestone, and when they've reached 40 years or more, that's when they come here to join us at the board meeting. What a great opportunity to personally thank these employees who have dedicated their skills and talents to the authority. Thank you, Mr. Smith and Mr. Thorne, for joining us today and for 40 years of hard work. What an accomplishment that really is. This holiday season, we are encouraging Metro riders to use our system to connect to the region's top shopping destinations. In this month's Express column, which was published today, I highlighted the many shopping destinations available on Metro Rail, including the Pentagon City Mall, Penn Quarter Shopping District in downtown D.C., Prince George's Plaza in Maryland, and others. We know that our riders use Metro to shop, and on the weekends, about a quarter of all Metro Rail customers are headed to shopping and entertainment destinations. And with this year's opening of the Silver Line, two of the region's largest shopping destinations, Tyson's Corner Center and Tyson's Galleria, are now Metro accessible. To help promote travel on the Silver Line, we launched the Silver Saturday promotion last Friday. That means I got to ride with Santa Claus. Santa Claus ditched his sleigh and rode Metro to Tyson's Corner Station, where we unveiled a new promotion offering Metro customers a full slate of discounts at retailers, restaurants, and hotels in the Tyson's area. On Saturdays this holiday season, customers can show their SmartShip card at the Tyson's Corner Center guest services desk to receive a booklet with coupons from more than 60 retailers. And if you accumulate more shopping bags than you can carry, Tyson's Corner Center is offering $5 same-day package delivery to any address within a 10-mile radius of the shopping center. It's a great idea for Metro riders, but don't get carried away. It's only 50 pounds, folks. Finally, every hotel in Tysons is offering room rate discounts for overnight stays on Silver Saturdays. I encourage all of our customers to avoid holiday traffic and parking hassles and take Metro to get their shopping lists completed. Now, before we get too far ahead of ourselves with holiday shopping, Thanksgiving is just a week away. So first of all, I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, and I'd also like to review our holiday service plan. To accommodate customers traveling to celebrations throughout the region, there will be no, I repeat, no track work conducted on the entire Thanksgiving weekend from Thursday, November 27th through Sunday, November 30th. On Thanksgiving Day, Metro Rail will open at 7 a.m. and close at midnight. Trains and buses will both operate on the Sunday schedule. And as with other holidays, off-peak fares will be in effect all day and parking will be free. The day after Thanksgiving, when everyone is shopping, we will return to the regular weekday schedule with normal fares and parking rates, so there will be plenty of service for shoppers on that major shopping day. In addition, we will provide additional bus service on the B30 route to and from BWI Thurgood Marshall International Airport for the benefit of those traveling this holiday season. I hope everyone has a safe and enjoyable Thanksgiving, and I'll update the board on the rest of our holiday schedule in December. Finally, for this month's employee spotlight, we are recognizing Ms. Tonette Walker, station manager at Wheaton Station. On Friday, November 8th, at approximately 9:20 p.m., police were called to the Wheaton Metro Rail Station. According to the Metro Transit police officers who responded to the calls, station manager Walker received a request from Central Communications to report to the Wheaton Station elevator on Veers Mill Road. When she arrived, Ms. Walker pressed the button to make contact with those in the elevator. When the elevator's doors opened, she was faced with a situation where a man was forcibly holding a woman in the elevator, remaining calm. Ms. Walker ordered them to exit the elevator. The man, still holding the woman by the arm, forced the woman out of the elevator. With police on their way and sirens heard approaching, the man released the woman and ran into the station. At that moment, the female victim ran to Ms. Walker and said, "He has a gun." Ms. Walker escorted the victim to safety while the transit police temporarily suspended service and entered the station to take the suspect into custody. Today, we take the opportunity to thank Ms. Walker for coming to the aid of a customer and rescuing her from a frightening and dangerous ordeal. You display true heroism, and we recognize you for your public service and selflessness. Please come forward and join me for a photo. And that concludes my remarks.
Thank you, and I want to say, while we all expect that kind, that level of commitment, we can't actually require it, and it's really important to recognize people who put, in effect, their lives on the line to help protect our customers. So thank you again. Jurisdiction reports, D.C., Mr. Bolger.
Mr. Chairman, first of all, I'd like to thank you, Mr. Chairman, for your remarks at the Capitol Hill fly-in press conference that was held last week in connection with our attempts to get parity between the parking, the Federal Transit parking, the federal transit benefit and the federal parking benefit. And your remarks went a long way and were picked up by many of the media outlets. Second, I'd like to thank the staff, Barbara Richardson, and everyone on her staff, which I already thanked, but I wanted to do it publicly, for all of the hard work that went into helping with the chairman's participation in the our advocacy efforts last week on Capitol Hill. Thank you. And I'm sure, Barbara, you've shared my thank you to all of your staff, and there's just too many. Thank you very much.
WSTC, Mr. Nichols.
Yes, thank you very much. Just a brief word to offer congratulations to Governor-elect Larry Hogan in Maryland and Lieutenant Governor-elect Boyd Rutherford, and we wish them much success and look forward to working with them. Thank you.
NBTC, Sergeant?
I just want to share, as Mr. Bolger has done, that the Virginia jurisdictions have joined all of the others with their communications and their legislative package to our delegation in urging them to be supportive of the transit benefit legislation. We look forward to working with everybody to hope we can be successful. Thank you.
Federal Government, Mr. Downey?
No report, Mr. Chairman.
If there is no other business before the board, I would call the meeting to a close. Thank you.